live television presentation of a show that has become a tradition in American and international entertainment. Every Saturday night for 30 years, Grand Ole Opry singers and dancers, musicians and comedians have met behind this curtain, ready for their cue. The voice of the man who created the show, the solemn old judge, George D. Hay, and the sound of his old boat whistle. This is how it begins.
Howdy, friends. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry, the capital of country music throughout.
We're glad to be with you, and my name's Carl Smith. Thank you very much. For several years now, people have been coming all over the United States and Canada to be with us on our Grand Ole Opry. We have 5,000 or 6,000 of those wonderful people with us tonight in the Ryman Auditorium. Hope you enjoy the Grand Ole Opry. Lots of folks are waiting backstage to sing you a song, but right now I've got one I'd like to do for you. It's called Loose Talk.
Last burden we carried, old pace kept us humble and made our love true. But plans that we made up, someone seems to break up. Oh, darling, what else can we do? We may have to leave here to find peace of mind here, some place where we can live a life all our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone. While I go out walking, there's lots of loose talk, and they say we're unhappy apart. But darling, it's not true, because I still love you, and I do with all of my heart. May have to leave here to find peace of mind, here's a place where we can live a life all our own. I know you love me, and happy we could be if some folks would leave us alone.
Very much, you're wonderful. You know, most of the people around the Grand Ole Opry have a soft spot in their heart, but some of them have soft spots in their head. I'm speaking of Lonzo, Oscar, and the Winston County Pea Pickers. All right, thank you a lot there, Carl Smith. How you do, friends and neighbors? We're all feeling real good and got a brand new song we'd like to sing for you. Cousin Jody, time of one, Oscar. I want you to behave yourself and play pretty on this one. One called Cold Tater Pie. Let's
hit me and play it. Here I go.
Just to taste her cold tater pie. When they drop in, she asked with a sigh, "Won't you have some cold tater pie? Cold tater pie, cold tater pie."
cold date of pie. She was the sweetie, and I was the guy. When I said I like cold date of pie. Some cold tater pie, cold tater pie, cold tater pie. You can bear the like cold tater pie. She was the sweetie and I was the guy. When I said I like cold tater pie. We're both still living on cold tater pie, but the end is a-coming and I know I'll die. Flat and floundered on cold tater pie. Cold tater pie, cold tater pie. You can bet I like cold tater pie. She was the sweetie and I was the guy. When I said I like cold tater pie. Eesh, huh? Give me a piece of pie. Eesh, huh? Give me a piece of pie.
Finish the song. We're not through yet. There's one thing certain, another thing goodbye. Gonna choke to death on the cold tater pie. So listen, your folks, and don't you try to out eat a woman on cold tater pie.
Cold tater pie, cold tater pie. You can bear the like cold tater pie. She was the sweetie and I was the guy. When I said the like cold tater pie. Cold tater, cold tater, cold tater pie.
Right now to be quiet and take a look who's a-coming.
Who's a-coming? Well, if it ain't Mr. Ernest Two Before.
Oh, it's the Texas Troubadour Ernest Two.
Hey, hey, Mr. Ernest, why don't you sing us a song? Cause when you sing, hip makes me feel so good.
Okay, Oscar, you go over there and keep feeling good and sit down and I'll try to sing a song for the folks. Neighbors, I hope you like this one called Letters Have No Arms. Fellas, if you will, over. I just got your letter, dearest sweetheart. And darling, I miss you oh so much. Your letter has cheered me, but I'm lonesome. Lonesome just to feel your love and touch. Letters have no arms, dear, to hold me. Kisses on paper are so cold. These sweet things you write in your letter. I want to be with you, dear, when told. Letters never bring me the touch of your hand or none of your sweet loving charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling, and you know that letters have no arms. Oh, paper. Bring me the touch of your hand. banana grows sweet, love and charm. I get so lonesome for you, darling. And you know that letters have no arms. It's always a real pleasure to get to sing for you and to have you visit with us here on the Grand Ole Opry. I'll tell you something else, too, that always gives me a lot of pleasure, and that's to have the privilege of introducing one of the top country stars in our field of country music. Here she is right now, Miss Martha Carson. Except one little lady sitting over there by Chet Atkins.
Oh, you mean little Anita Carter? She does look kind of lonesome.
I think there's something wrong with her. Let's listen in and see if we can find out what the trouble is.
Carter, gosh.
Making believe that you still love me. It's leaving me alone and so blue. But I'll always dream, still I'll never long lose. Making believe, it's all I can do. Can't hold you close when you're not with me. You're somebody's love. Never be mine. Making believe I'll spend my lifetime loving you. Making believe.
I'll spend my life.
Miss Anita Carter singing a mighty pretty song there, Making Believe, and thanks to Chet Atkins for that wonderful guitar work. Chet, mighty fine, boy. Anita, honey, that was mighty good, but you know, I think you need a bright song and a little different outlook on life. And I know just the boy back here that has both of them. Here he is right now, Baron Young. Baron, you know, Anita's feeling kind of unhappy tonight, and I thought you might think of some way to cheer her up just a little bit. Think you could?
Ernest, I believe I have a song that'll fix Anita up, make her feel a little better.
What's that, Baron?
Go something like this.
I'm on a new fast car, Dio. I'm on a new fast car, Dio. Leave a beautiful memory. Sad singing, let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want a damn fast, work hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy, and I really do get around. I got a little black book and a gal looks cute. And I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, move them, leave them, and let them do the same to me. I want to live fast, run hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Grab my hat and honey, come along with me. We're gonna do some fancy stepping. We're really going on a spree. I wanna live fast, work hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Well, you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't matter to me. So don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm eight-foot loose and fast. Jump back, big back, boom bow, and lift the pretty gal to me. I wanna live fast, work hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
You feel better? You feel a lot better? I think we got you perked up just a little bit, and I'm not going to let you slip one bit. I'm going to keep you perked up. Tommy Jackson, you get up here with that fiddle. Spurgeon, get all these Dixie square dancers out here. Come on, Anita, honey, let's square dance. It's square dance time at Grand Ole Opry.
Hey, get your bike in there. Oh.
Chasing them pretty girls. You're liable to get hurt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, don't your conscience ever bother you?
Yeah, but they like gals too.
Oh.
Hey, Minnie.
Talking of red.
Minnie, I'm in dangerous trouble, gal.
What is it? What is it?
Read that note I got through the mail today.
Rod Bradfield.
Yeah.
If you don't stay away from my wife,
yeah,
I'm gonna kill you.
See there?
Rodney!
Dangerous.
What are you gonna do?
Well, what can I do? The fool didn't sign his name.
Oh.
That's
not too bad. Rodney! Listen, Rodney, I wish you'd been with us today.
What happened, Minnie?
Me and Mammy and brother and sister and uncle, and they bought them all of us, was down here to buy some summer clothes for sister.
Yeah, yeah, it's gonna be hot, won't it?
Yes, and she tried on a dress I wish you could have saw it.
Why, what was it?
Well, it was the dress that the lady was selling. It says, this here dress says you can take off the top jacket, see?
Yeah.
And you have a sunsuit.
Sunsuit?
Yes. And you take off the skirt.
Yeah.
And you have a play suit.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Take it easy. You're way ahead of me.
Yeah, I know it.
Then you take off part of this bodice up here, see?
Sure enough.
And you've got a bathing suit.
Yeah, go ahead, Minnie, go ahead. Thank you,
Uncle Nabal says, yeah, and you take off any more and you got a lawsuit.
I don't know if his name Bob is a booger. You know, Minnie, he makes me think of my daddy.
What about him?
Well, sir, last week there's a big circus come to Hoe and Wolf. The Ringworm and Bayworm or something like that circus. And Poppy took all of us kids down to the circus.
Yeah.
And let us look at the tents.
Oh, look at the tents.
They had some pretty tents.
Yeah.
Had some little tents all around the big tent.
Yeah.
For them show women done them dances and things.
Yeah, ooh.
And Poppy told us kids, he says, now, I don't want none of you young ones to go nowhere around one of them little by tents.
No, no.
For them women do the... Nah, 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 nah.
Yeah, yeah, watch it.
Yeah. Says, if you go in one of them, you're liable to see something you shouldn't see.
Yeah.
Well... I sneaked off from the pool. I went in one in here. But I oughtn't to have done it.
Why?
Well, I seen something I shouldn't have seen.
What did you see, Rodney?
My daddy right on the front row.
Switch this morning.
Yeah,
sure. Yes, my cousin Elmer come home. He's been over in the South Pacific where these girls dance them hula 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 dance.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
You know, Minnie, I was engaged to one of them hula dancers once.
You was?
Yeah, but she wiggled out of
it. Oh, right. I asked Elmer how they dance them hula dances, and he told me.
He
says all you do to dance the hula dances is you tie a bunch of hay around your waist.
Hey.
And a bunch of oats around your neck.
Oats?
And then just rotate the crop.
You know that them rotate the crop.
I know. You know what they mean.
Speaking of Elmer, makes me think of my cousin Buford.
Well, what did he do?
Well, he's been in the Navy seeing the world through a porthole for about 4 years.
Yeah.
And he come home the other day, and he brung home an old bird, a great big old bird. Funniest old bird I ever seen.
What kind of a bird, Rodney?
Well, I don't know what kind it was, Minnie, but it lays square eggs and it talks.
Lays square eggs and talks?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Ouch.
Oh, Rodney! Crazy nuts! You have got any sense in your head!
Hey!
You and your ouch!
Look at that! Look at that! Just look at that! That's a brand spanking new hat!
Don't tell me about your hat! I don't like the word hat! Don't say say that. I'm going to hit you when you say hat.
Okay, I won't say hat.
Shut up. I said don't say hat. Don't say hat. I don't like it.
Minnie, if you hit me one more time on my head.
Oh.
Sure fooled it out there. She thought, sure the world, I'll go say hat.
Well, I got a gal from New Orleans. Prettiest little thing that you ever seen. Got a cute little walk with a hippity hop. Big at the little and bottom at the top.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
If you use a little help.
Said no help wanted.
If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself. Well, I love my baby. She's a little bitty booger. Cute as a button and sweet as sugar. Gonna buy her a diamond ring. We'll get married in the spring.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
If you use a little help.
No help wanted.
If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself. She calls me her little piggy wiggy, and I call her my little thingamajiggy. Every time I ask for a kiss, I hear the voice sound something like this.
Do you need any help?
No help wanted.
If you use a little help.
No help wanted.
If you need any help, just call on me.
Do you need any help? Do you need any help?
I'll handle this job all by myself.
Thank you a lot there, Bill. That was wonderful, boy. Neighbors, right now, I'd like to bring my good friend Carl Smith back out here. Carl, where are you, boy? You know, Carl, the neighbors have had a taste of just about everything up to here, but seem like there's something still missing. You know what it could be?
Well, about the only thing I can think of, Ernest, is all of us ain't got together and sung and danced a song yet.
By the way, that's right. Let's call everybody back out here. Gang, come on out here and let's all join in on the song here. Everybody back out on the stage. And boys, it's Will over there. Let's try a little bit of Stay a Little Longer music, boys.
Television, you've seen the greatest folk music show in American entertainment, the Grand Ole Opry, produced by WSM Television from the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee.
Treat.